This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill.
So let's say you're one of the people with a low credit score or no credit at all. What are your options for credit then? We've asked Jerry Detweiler to help us out. She's Director of Consumer Education for Credit.com. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Let's start with the person who has a low credit score. What choices do they have when it comes to credit?
Your choices tend to be fairly limited and they tend to be fairly expensive. So you probably will pay a higher interest rate. One of the keys to sort of getting back into the credit mainstream is to have current positive credit references that are paid on time. And for many people, that means getting a credit card and perhaps even a secured credit card to get back on track. It's not the only way, however. You may be able to, for example, get a car loan, maybe through your credit union or your local bank. At a decent interest rate, you can build credit that way. But for many people, when you're either starting out or getting back on track, the fastest and simplest course is to get a credit card.
So explain to me what a secured credit card is. How do they work?
A secured credit card is a credit card where essentially you're putting up a deposit in exchange for the credit line. So it's sort of like when you rent an apartment, you give the landlord first and last month and a security deposit. You give the issuer a security deposit, then you usually get a credit line equal to that deposit, and then you use it like any other credit card, pay your bills on time, and you've built a credit reference.
Now, are there pitfalls to watch for with these secured credit cards? Are there things to be aware of?
There are pitfalls you want to watch for, and the number one is the cost. Secured cards can be expensive. You may have a high annual fee. You may have some kinds of maintenance or monthly fees. And the interest rates on these cards tend to be high. So you really want to use these cards for convenience, more like you would a debit card. Pay the balance in full so that you don't end up deeper in debt.
Let's say you get one of these secured cards. You pay your bill off every month. You don't carry a balance. How soon can you get a regular credit card?
Depends on how much damage has been done. If you've been through foreclosure or bankruptcy, it may take you, say, 18 to 24 months before you feel like you're getting decent offers again. If it's a small blip, then it may be faster. If you're new to credit, then you can actually establish credit pretty quickly with a secured card in a matter of months up to a year.
Now, later in the show, we're going to be talking about ways to pick credit cards more generally. But I wonder if you have any advice for picking that secured credit card, where you go to look for it and what you might look for in that card.
There are a couple of crucial things you want to look at. And one of them is you want to make sure that it will be reported to all three of the major credit reporting agencies because your goal is to build credit. You want to make sure there's a grace period. There are a few secured cards that don't have a grace period, so you'll pay high interest immediately on all your purchases. You also want to look at the fees. Now, thanks to the Credit Card Act, we don't have as many of what they call fee harvester cards around anymore, ones that charge outrageously high fees and give you a tiny credit limit. But still, there are some high, steep fees associated with some of these cards, so that's something you want to look out for.
With these secured cards, is there a way it could hurt your credit rating? Is there a way it could actually work against what you're trying to do?
Absolutely. There's a mistake I see all the time, and here it is. You have a small credit limit, usually $250, $300 to start. Someone will get one of these cards and think they need to charge a lot, have a lot of activity to build good credit. So they almost max out the card, and that actually hurts their credit score. So if you have a credit limit of, say, $250, you want to charge maybe $25 a month.
Wow.
Pay it off in full. That's all you need to do to build good credit.
Jerry Detweiler is Director of Consumer Education for Credit.com. Thanks so much.
Thank you.